This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What's up, potty people? It is the show that 50% of you love, the Trim Healthy Podcast, with Serene, Pearl, and me, Danny. But today we got a special guest, and that is Coach Amy.
Hey!
You already have a microphone.
Hey, y'all. Is that good?
But I like that host vibe of me.
Okay.
But we're not going to do it.
It's like when rock and roll stars, they feel so, like, awesome when they do the antics with the mic.
Yeah.
You know, they go for the high note. They don't really need to throw the mic back.
No.
But they do it just for the, like...
I like to work a mic, if you will. Mic.
Turn your phone off, Serene.
Bye, guys. Guys, Pearl's making me be, like, all good.
So, this potty has been a long time coming because...
You can't crank a podcast off and then leave.
She just had coffee. Guys, those of you that listen
to
our podcast.
It's a scientific thing.
You got any more coffee?
I asked Serene specifically.
I just got a sip. It's all mine.
I asked her specifically never to drink coffee before another podcast because the one that she did, it was hard.
Stop radiating me. Put it over on the right side.
It was hard for me. But she defied that today. So I'm sorry, Amy.
It's all right. It's all good.
Amy, this has been a long time coming. Was it about a year ago?
Yeah.
I said, hey, Amy, if you are ever in the area, you must come. You
did.
Must come. Because I
made my day.
Met so many people that have been impacted by your journey and your coaching and Amyites, right? There's a bunch of little yous.
Have you named us now?
Yes. There is a bunch
I'll
of
I'll take it.
It's
woman.
Like, you know, in the Bible, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm yeah. of Amy.
I'm of Amy. So I think it's going to be so fun to hear your story today and hear actually what it's like to be a full-time THM coach. I don't know what that's like. We've had coaches on here, but we've never asked that question.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Thanks so much. Yes. It's incredible to be here for sure. Anyway,
you have your
so
own
much.
Podcast, don't
I do.
You? And
I
what's
do.
It called? Yay.
Chatting with Coach Amy.
Chatting. Chatting.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to
no
do
G.
today.
None of this ing stuff. Uh-uh. Yeah, none of this proper English.
Everything that I do is in.
Yeah, and so you were in town. You had 40 of your Amyites here.
Yeah.
And then you were like, "Hey, I'm in town. Were you serious about that invitation?" I'm like, "You bet you were serious." So, so here you are, and I'd love to hear. I haven't really heard your story, and then I want to get into like what you do and what's it like to be a coach, not just for yourself, but we've got so many.
Barbara Walters, you're doing amazing.
I know, I am doing amazing. Shut up, you little coffee brat. Coffee brat.
You dressed up for Amy today.
I did.
Let's talk about it.
And I'm doing the antics.
We're not worth it, are we, Danny?
No. Yeah, we dressed down.
We're not worthy. I want to hear what it's like because we've got so many fantastic coaches, and
yeah,
I want to just
sure.
talk about that. But let's start off. Oh my goodness. Let's start
on this episode of 2020.
But like, how did you start this whole Trim Healthy Mama thing? Why? What's up with you? Why are you where you're at?
Yeah. So I got to my most unhealthy, most heaviest weight, I guess you'd say, in 2016. We had just walked through a 2-year journey with adoption. We have 5 children. We have 3 girls. They're all teenagers now. We have 2 little boys. They're 7 and 8. And we adopted each of them at birth. They had the same birth mom, but we adopted them each at their own.
Wait, was that foster care first or
no,
was straight adoption?
Private adoption,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so while she was expecting our last son, it was a really difficult time for me. And so I made a lot of poor decisions. I didn't take care of myself. I was barely surviving. But I was the mama that was laying on the couch all day, and my husband would work all day, and he would come home and do supper and the dishes and the clothes and the baths, and I would just not. I couldn't.
Was it adrenal fatigue or was it actually emotionally burnt out?
I feel like it was both. Yeah. I think it kind of, you know, it was twofold on that for sure. I had severe joint pain. I did have Hashimoto's, and of course, eating food. I knew how to eat healthy.
How did you know how to eat healthy? Had you grown up in healthy ways or just your own research?
No,
or?
Yeah, just my own research. And I had been my most fit self about 3 or 4 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
I did kettlebells workouts mm-hmm. pretty regularly with a trainer and ate well. And I didn't separate fuels like we do now, but still very healthy. And I was much younger, of course, too. So that had a lot to do with it. But I had already had a total hysterectomy when I was 29.
Yeah.
So I was dealing with that. I had a pulmonary embolism right after that
surgery.
Did they
take your ovaries too?
Yeah, no, everything.
They did.
It was all gone.
Wow. They immediately put you on hormones?
Yeah, and I had a pulmonary embolism.
So that's been your saving. Oh, you had a pulmonary embolism.
Yeah, so then I couldn't take anything after that.
Are you currently on hormones though?
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
So you found a doctor who would take you. Okay. Yes. Praise God.
Yes, praise God for sure. After he was born, there were some more traumatic events that I'd rather not go into. Mm. But he was born in April of 2017. And in July of 2017, I started going to CrossFit. And yeah. I'm sorry, that was 2016. Anyway, I started going to CrossFit. And I didn't change my eating. And I didn't lose any weight, but it was wonderful for my mental health, you know. And I continue to do that to this day. So 7 years in a couple weeks.
Wow.
My little CrossFit anniversary. Yes. You know, we name all the things. And then in January 2017, my best friend told me about THM. And that's my life completely changed. Because I never thought I'd even be sitting here. And you helped a lot with that as well, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll get to you in a minute.
But interestingly enough, if this is not sidetracking everything.
I'm good.
CrossFit is, you know, high energy training.
Yeah.
So like if I was looking at that situation, like depending on how much weight you had to lose, you need to you need to fuel that.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
That would have been like did you just do like the crossovers or how did you?
Well, when I first started CrossFit, I didn't know THM.
Right.
And so when I found it and I learned it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so in January, I started separating fuels. And I paid attention to my body. Thank God I already knew how to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that helped expedite. So that was January. By April, I was at my goal weight.
Really?
But wow. I have less body fat today than I did then.
But same way. Just better composition. Yeah.
My muscle mass is awesome. So anyway, it just kind of, I just continued learning. I mean, I'm still learning stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all on that protein. Your optimized
protein nerd
still
potty.
Learning all that, and it's amazing. I love that I can continue learning and growing, but definitely fueling with CrossFit. And I didn't start out lifting weights. I mean, you have a PVC pipe forever,
know,
and modify everything. And they were very careful to make sure because I was not an athlete in high school.
Okay.
I didn't know how to jump
rope. That they really hit the foundation first.
My box for sure does.
Yeah,
but
great.
Like I learned how to jump rope there. I learned how to run. Yeah. I can do toes to bar. I can do 12 toes to bar in a row now.
Wow.
I can deadlift 230 pounds.
What is toes to bar?
You're hanging on the rig and you kick backwards and your toes hit your hands on the rig. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I can do a handstand push-up. I mean, it's
wow, that's incredible.
Jumping rope is harder than people think.
It's tough.
Like, jump some rope.
Yeah.
And then, like, because, you know, you see people doing it.
And it's
it,
like,
and
we have to do, like, 100 and then something else and 100 and something else.
Like, it hurts your joints.
But that was community, obviously, for you. But so you were really emotionally, physically tanked. But,
yeah.
But it was stemming from your emotions, wasn't it? Your physical, like, kind of breakdown stemmed from your emotions.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, and learning to manage anxiety and emotional dependence on food is huge.
And is that what you deal with a lot with a lot of your coaching?
Yes.
I'm sure, which we'll find out.
So later. Many women.
And I want to bring this point up too. Maybe I didn't share.
Wait, let's see.
No.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
No, because
now
I pretty much know.
You did
it
before we
I'll
did the
it.
YouTube and the cameras. We could just sit here like.
Yeah. I'd let it hang out for Danny, but like, you know, a little stray hair or two, but not for all of you. I broke the fifth. Whatever it is, camera.
Fourth wall.
No, but it's very interesting because even before THM, even before how you learned how to fuel properly, you said one of the greatest helps for your emotions was just getting into exercise.
Absolutely.
And that, I just really want to make sure people are hearing that. Exercise does incredible things to fight depression,
mental
to fight
health.
Anxiety,
huge.
To just like feel like you've got hope again.
Yeah, for sure. And I had been on antidepressant medication years before. Counseling is also extremely important in my opinion. And I did that to work through the adoption things that we had traveled and the trauma from that. And I was just healing all over the place and it was a beautiful thing. And so I've been able to use that, cause years down the road is when you guys, opened up the coaching program and I was like, no, but then more and more people kept asking me, how do you do this? And it was more people than I could do one-on-one or just send a simple text every now and then. It was, you know, infringing upon my family, you know, because it was so much. And so we could not afford for me to do the coaching program. So I did a little MLM thing, just to make enough money.
Did you?
To pay for that. Okay, and I also, we wanted to pay off our credit card debt. So once I paid off the credit card debt, I told Wes, my husband, he's amazing, y'all.
Wes?
Uh-huh.
I love that name.
Wes Gaskin, that's what I call him. But anyway, I told him once we pay that off, I want to do this. He's like, whatever, fine.
So what year was that?
That was 2019.
What year did we come out with the coaching job?
I think it was the year before, but I'm okay. Not 100%.
Yeah.
It was so
interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you heard about the case, so you kind of got to goal weight easily.
Oh, and bad.
You were kind of like a THM rock star, okay? You just...
And that was already ovaries removed. Womb removed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That just shows the power of biotin.
And Hashimoto's.
I'm so sorry to just have to bring that up. People are so mad at us for bringing it up every left, right, and center.
It needs to be talked about.
But the fact is that would have made it difficult to get to goal weight without any hormones.
You would have been one of the ones struggling. But I do have to say now, so you kind of got there, and then it's just, you know, you got to goal weight, and then now you're just like being body comping more and more, and you know. But have you had challenges in your own personal THM journey? Because obviously when someone comes to get coached, they don't come to get coached because they're rocking it.
No.
They come to get coached because they're challenged.
They're struggling.
You see the ones that are struggling.
Yeah.
But have you had struggles yourself in your own journey, or have you had to learn from these women and kind of glean and then figure out how to help them?
Oh, I struggled in the first, at least 3 years of knowing about THM, because I experienced kitchen fatigue, which a lot of people talk about.
Kitchen fatigue.
What is kitchen fatigue?
You are worn out, like so many dishes. I have to cook another recipe? You know, and I teach people, you don't have to make a recipe. Everything that goes in your mouth does not have to be a recipe.
That's good.
I love
you know,
that.
You can go to the grocery store and get a rotisserie chicken and a steamable broccoli, and you're good. I mean, you want to put some other things with that. I'd be mad if that's all I ate, but you know, it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of quit for a minute, and my husband was like, bruh, are you still doing this THM thing? Cause you're not acting your best self, you know?
Yeah.
And so he encouraged me to get back on it. And, and then I read your book, What If You Could? And that's one of the reasons why I decided to go ahead with coaching, because people kept asking me, but I was very nervous about it. And I was like, okay, fine, I'm going to do it. And I did. And it's made all the difference in the world in our life, like in so many ways. So thank you so much. Thank you.
I want a moment of pause before I speak what I was going to speak, because that was just a special moment. So I love
it. You want to do a little Selah?
Yeah, just like a Selah pause. Like, what if you could? Like,
it was so.
But, even if she hadn't had a little bit of a struggle, you know, she had kitchen fatigue, but she didn't have this massive turtle weight stuff to deal with.
No,
it doesn't matter, because you can relate, because you had emotional struggle.
Absolutely.
Whenever you've had struggle in life and you've gone to deep, dark valleys and you've risen above, you are in a position to help others.
It doesn't have to be the same struggle, right?
No, it doesn't. And I mean, even in the last 6 months, I experienced something similar. The situation that we had with our adoptions, it's very tender during Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to leave my home the other day because I was so overwhelmed with everything. I just needed to get away for a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up at my mamaw's gravesite. Mm-hmm. I didn't even mean to be there, but she passed away not too long after I became a coach. And that really doesn't have anything to do with it, but still the timing, you know. I'm almost 4 years now. And you know, I just went there and I just sat there for a really, really, really long time. And when I got done, I wanted the fast food that I would have gotten a long time ago. So I deal with it. I have to fight it. But my goal is to be consistent. And my business name is Southern and Healthy, because so many Southern people are not.
Right.
And it's
so
all over
fantastic.
The world for sure. But it's bad.
I really love that.
Thank you.
Southern and Healthy.
Southern and
you
Healthy.
You know, there's so many Californians that it's just inbred in their blood to be like a carrot juice sprouter.
You know? I have clients there too, though. So it's cute. I have some that are in Washington State with their Southern and Healthy t-shirt. You know, they're everywhere and international too. But, you know, it just is such a beautiful thing to be able to pull from those circumstances and give them the encouragement that they need to keep going. Because these ladies, they need somebody in their corner, and they can read a book. And so that's why I just want to thank y'all for opening up the coaching program, so that the women that find your book, whether it's at the library or at a yard sale or their mama told them or whatever, they have somebody that can come in their corner. And what's beautiful too is that they don't have to pay for it if they can't afford it, because we give the coaches community gives so much for free. There are so many with YouTube channels for free.
Yes.
So many have podcasts for free. Facebook and Instagram posts and all kinds of things in between. And that is just, it just makes my heart so happy that you can do that. And no, we don't coach for free.
No,
because that's very time consuming.
So that's what we're going to find out. Yeah.
But I want to come back to just a little bit point before Barbara Walters steers us and keeps steering us. But you know how you said, well, you know, sometimes you still have those moments of struggle.
Sure.
You have those Southern instincts, mm-hmm. you know, for soul food. Mm. But that's okay. And I love that because I want to point out that you never should feel condemned for a temptation or for a struggle. It's just what you do with those things.
Yeah.
You know, if you are the fighter and say you struggle with something every day, but you like, you know, are able to be the victor in those things, it doesn't matter how many times that comes against you.
Right.
It makes you just even more strong.
Right. And if you even fall into the temptation,
yeah,
you do better next
time
and learn from it.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So when you decided to be a coach, it was early on in our coaching program. We didn't know what would happen with it either.
I'm sure you
honestly
didn't.
we had no I'll tell you our aspect and then you can tell kind of yours. We had no grand plan for coaching. We weren't like, let's create a coaching program. Mm-hmm. There was just this need.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were out there saying, calling themselves THM coaches, and
right.
they were saying all sorts of things. And Serene were like, hey, hold on.
Right.
That's not what we wanted. And so we said, let's create a program where, you know, if someone wants to, I don't know how many will want to, go through it, become certified, we can trust what they're saying.
Yeah.
And so we just, you know, we kind of probably did it wrong. We created a program with, you know, Chris Honeycutt, our mm-hmm. head coach, and put it out there and said, at least it's out there. And if someone will be saying the right things, you know, and then we kind of just left it. But all these incredible, incredible women like yourself and like others started becoming coaches, created this strong community.
Yeah.
Whenever we go somewhere, Serene and I, we're like, oh, I'm a coach, Amy. I'm a coach this and that. So mm-hmm. many names and their lives have been changed.
Absolutely.
And we're like, well, we didn't know what the heck we were doing, but we're so glad we did it.
Yeah.
And
you
now,
should be.
You know, and now we're kind of seeing like, oh, okay, let's really surround our coaches because this is huge. We never know what's going to happen, but God blows on things, you know. And when something is of his spirit, it just naturally happens. Like with our first book.
That's right.
We didn't know what the heck we were doing, Serene.
Oh, that book's a little overwhelming. Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't think I've read it cover to cover.
Yeah.
I access it and look at it. But
I haven't even read it cover.
No.
Have you even held
not
it?
Not even the cover.
What?
Have you held it?
I've embraced it.
Okay.
But it was all wrong in so many ways, and yet it started this movement, you know, and God breathed on it. And I think, you know, when I see what is happening with our coaching community, I know that it's God-breathed.
And I love the fact that, you know, there can be a movement at large, but every large movement needs to have little tight-knit communities, mm-hmm. like the coach and her little chickies under her
ducklings.
Wing.
Yes.
You know, and I feel like it's like the mega churches, and then they come back to the home church,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the people within those vast communities come and have their special 30 or 40 that they're just like really in more deep relationship with, and they can really go on a deeper journey together.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important.
Yeah, so our story, we didn't really know what we were doing, but we saw the need. Okay, we're going to do it. Just threw it out there. And then people like you, you know, somehow you, I felt a connection. But did you go into it with grand designs or what?
Absolutely
did you
not. No, I just wanted to make the money back.
Okay. So
and boy, have I.
Okay.
And it's been a huge blessing to our family. But when I came into it, I had, like I said, I did a few MLM things in the past, like selling and, you know, just marketing and stuff. And I have a degree in marketing and desktop
So you have
publishing.
The right skill sets too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my first, I finished the coaching program probably really, really fast, probably mm-hmm. faster than I should have.
Well,
you,
it sounds
so
like you're
excited.
An overachiever, but yeah.
Yeah.
But
when I'm passionate.
I see that leopard slap bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, when I'm passionate about something, I'm going after it, and you're not going to stop me. So it just was like that, and Wes was like, fine, that's fine, go ahead, you know. But no, I never thought that. I created my Facebook page. I came up with a name, and then I got to looking at a lot of the business side of it.
Ooh,
and I messaged Chris, and I said, is there any way that I can get a refund?
Oh,
I don't think I can do this. I did.
funny.
I did. She goes, no, girl, I don't think we give refunds. I've never been asked that, but you've got this. You've got this. You've already got a page. Blah, blah.
I can imagine her just saying that. Yeah.
I was like, okay. I said, let me think about it overnight. And so she messaged me.
So funny.
She messaged me the next day. She said, so, Amy, how are you? I was like, fine, I'll do it. And we talked about that. She and I led a conference last summer for coaches, and she told that story.
Oh.
And it was very surreal being alongside her doing that. Like, it was amazing.
Mm.
But I'm so grateful that y'all did this, but I can tell that y'all had no idea it was going to be the way that it is.
Because we had no idea.
The beauty of it, but the way that y'all laid it out, like, you're certified, go.
Yep.
Like, be free. And I did, and it just overnight. So I started my first group with about 10 local people. It was a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't doing in person. I just didn't. Mm-hmm. I had tried to lead Bible studies before, and they flopped. And so people are going to pay and probably not show up too. Like, and I don't have time for that. I have five children. So, you know, I did the Facebook thing. You can check in when you're ready. Just like y'all do with Treasure Hunters. I would go live. I would share this. I would do accountability, teach the plan. I use the book plan.
The plan book, yeah.
Yeah, thing. Y'all have a, what is it? It's a download.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? The workbook
the
starter, thing.
Guide.
Well, you did that
guide.
Thing.
The yeah,
guide.
I did that
okay,
thing.
Okay, great.
The guide thingy, jingy.
The PDF thingamajiggy. Yeah, I did that. It was almost 4 years ago. Anyway, so I did that, and then had 10, and I was thrilled. Had one one-on-one client, and it looked very different than what it looks now, for sure.
Yes. So how did it?
I have to go to the pee-pee, like a coffee. See, it's the coffee.
See? Yeah. Ban her, Leslie. If you see her drinking coffee, pull it out of her hands, her jolly hands. Wow. So you didn't know, but then how did it pick up? Like, you're absolutely full time. Like, oh, what happened in COVID then?
So I did a Christmas group in 2019 just to support them during the holidays because holy smokes, people need help with that.
Yes.
And so we just made a bunch of recipes. I had mega fails with sugar cookies on planned ones, right? And I was like, don't make this. Don't make this one. This is the one you need to make, you know. So that was fun, kind of, you know, experimenting in the kitchen. I love cooking with Coach Amy was another group I did. Anyway, so January came through and I did a group to teach the plan and included accountability and lives and different things. In February, I think I had 50 in that group and I was like, Wes, something's happening here.
Okay.
And he said, let's talk about, he's an entrepreneur. He's had his own business. So it was not hard for him to go in that direction with me. And so
that's Wes.
Yes. And so we talked through how that would look. And
with you working kind of full time.
What I need to do. And so I just began talking about it on social media, asked everyone, you know, share this, please. And I began to build following on social media. I did a YouTube channel, and it was like, if you look at my videos from then to now, which I still haven't arrived, I don't have a film crew and lights. It's just me and my cell phone, but it works.
But that connects.
They're not complaining. Yeah. I'm real. And it just boomed. And so when COVID hit and the whole shutdown happened, I was like, I've done decided that I'm going to go full time and nobody's going to be able to afford because we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you didn't know, but it was the complete opposite.
Wow.
Beating my door down. I was, had waiting lists for one-on-one.
Wow.
And so many people started gaining weight during that time.
Like, I feel like so many people were in emotional struggles during
they
that
were.
Time. And they
could needed a cheerleader.
Yes.
Mm. They needed a cheerleader and somebody that would hold them accountable. Mm. And that's all I've done.
Mm.
And so it's just increased from there. And a lot of things have changed. I'm not coaching groups on Facebook anymore because there are a lot of limitations there. Mm. And so I found something that worked.
Yeah.
And
what do you do? How do you?
It's
coach
called
your
Mighty
group?
Networks.
Okay.
And it's very similar to Facebook. It has feeds, but it has a lot of great tools and resources that I can organize education. I write articles. I'm also a certified health coach.
Right.
So I organize articles for them and lists, you know, like little grocery list. And I write my family's menu every week and share it with them. And the lives, they can watch the replays in order.
Yeah.
Just really
organized.
So what
is your family's, like, recipe kind of? What does an average week look like for you guys?
Yeah, like what we're eating?
Yeah.
So I eat on plan. Usually it's going to be an S would be eggs with a breakfast meat of some sort with a vegetable that's been sauteed alongside the eggs, like
breakfast.
A one pan thing, and berries. And my family, they'll eat eggs as well. Sometimes they'll have off plan things.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they know to have protein. They know it's very important.
Yeah.
And the boys love yogurt with a banana and some keto granola and berries, and they can make that themselves, so that's amazing. And then my girls, they have watched me and have learned, and they're not all 100%, but they are very trim and very healthy, and they're dancers. They're all dancers.
You look like their sister. Every time I see photos of you, and you look like your daughter's sister.
People joke and call us the quadruplets.
I love it.
But yeah, they're very special. So we love to do dinners together. My son Camp loves cheeseburger pie.
It's his
favorite. He'll be like, "Yes, girl." He's so funny. You would love Camp. You're a lot like him.
I already love him.
You love Camp. Yeah. And so we do that. I have a Mississippi roast that I use Gwen's Nest, and she has a seasoning packet for the onion soup mix, so you can mix that up in bulk. And then Oh Sweet Mercy has a ranch seasoning mix. So
these are bloggers,
And so I just pull those things together to make a Mississippi roast, because I'm in Mississippi, so that's cool.
Right.
And we do things, we grill and do sweet potatoes and veggies, hamburgers.
Sweet potatoes, I mean, just the most bomb diggity bomb, simple side,
so
gentle
easy.
Carb.
What I about, like, what are your, like, obviously, well, you're... You work out. So you need crossovers, obviously, sometimes, right?
Maybe one or two a week.
Really?
Wow. Wow. But maybe you could just shine on them.
Have you tried doing more? What happens?
I haven't tried. Yeah. Maybe one or two a week, really.
Yeah. I like live on
I don't,
all.
I,
and you're
I
like
enjoy,
super, super you're thin.
Yeah.
I enjoy
she does
my
crossfit.
I only go 3 days a week.
Yeah.
I don't kill it.
Yeah. But that's interesting, though. So what ease do you love that is simple? Because I'm looking at what you do, and you're very simple, which I am, too. I love simple.
Yeah, it's not sustainable for me if it's not. So there's organic canned lentils at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll do those with canned chicken or a Safe Catch tuna pouch. Thank
you're
dry you so through
much. Sewish, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
I have five kids, and I work full time.
Yeah.
And then I dump that in a pan, and then I'll do handfuls of spinach to steam up with tahini.
Right.
And that'll be two meals, so I'll have that for lunch.
Your Dan's like friend, tahine. Like he
love it.
He loves tahine.
Love it. And so that's a very easy win for me.
Yeah.
But
stuff
I do a ton of leftovers.
You put on the avocado, the tahine, the lime, and
tahine.
Yeah.
Some people call it tajin.
Tajin.
I said tajin forever.
Tajin.
Because look, we live an hour and a half north of New Orleans.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was Cajun, that's what that is. And a follower so kindly informed me I was saying that incorrectly.
It could even
it won't be the first or the last time I say something wrong.
Right.
Tahine may be wrong. I don't know.
We don't know, Danny. I mean,
we could change it today.
Leslie, you might need to look up how do you say it.
Everyone pronounces it according to their
own. Tahine sounds exotic.
What? You think tahine?
Well,
I'm glad I
John,
said it right.
Usually
right
well,
think
on the
about
pronunciation.
My dad
it?
Says tajin, though, and he's from Mexico.
Jalapeno? Oh. Well, your dad would know. Your dad's Mexican.
But Mexicans can be wrong. It's proven.
But we don't say jalapeno, do we?
No. Hey, whole sidetrack.
Dad.
Back to Coach Amy. Oh. Lentils. You love the lentils.
Yeah.
You
well,
said
I have
sweet potatoes
as well, so I try to keep the lentils around.
Yeah.
So
you do a lot of sweet potatoes.
I love
the sweet potato.
Yes.
Sweet potato can go like grounded root vegetable or dessert. Like depending on what you
totally
want.
Can.
You know?
Can you do, do you have any sensitivities? Like can you do oats, quinoa, all those things?
I try to keep dairy low just because of hashi. And I don't do much gluten. Just
because
I don't have to.
What do your TPO numbers look like these days?
I'm supposed to get levels checked soon and I don't remember what it was.
But you're on thyroid. Optimize.
I'm on Armour.
Yeah.
So another thing that I love, quinoa. Is one of my clients came up with it. We call it Casey's Quinoa Cherry Bowl. So it's half cup quinoa, half cup frozen cherries, half cup frozen cauli rice.
Ooh.
And you can warm it up or you can let it thaw on your counter. And then we do fat-free Greek yogurt, gentle sweet, and some cherry extract from you guys.
Wow.
So good.
So it's like a total dessert meal full
of... But it's breakfast, man. That's what I had this morning. It was
really?
So good.
Oh, wow.
So good.
And it's
collagen
very...
Coffee.
I like it because it's voluminous, right?
Yep.
So
yes,
you've got...
Ma'am. I am not restricted over here.
No, that's so good.
Yeah,
so
sounds
good.
Delicious.
And I fuel
you have it,
every
you have
4 hours.
Hot, cold. Do you have it
either
cold?
Way.
Ooh, it sounds yummy. Hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just worried about the collie. Okay, the collie rice.
Yep.
I've done it in hot oatmeal before, cooked in there, but I've never just done it thawed.
Just kind of heat it through. Sometimes I do put it in the microwave. I know. No, but that's okay. You can do it in a pan as well. Yeah.
But you don't, like, what we're saying is you just said you put these things in the bowl and maybe they defrost. Have you ever eaten it like that? Just the cold collie rice?
This morning. I mean, I packed it before I left.
Is it raw?
It's not bad.
Really?
Mm-mm. I can get over things easily.
Yeah,
though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're if it scares you, don't do as much collie rice or don't do it at all. It's fine.
Just do, you're just trying to make it is very gentle.
I need
on the blood sugar.
I like it's what I have to do.
Right. Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. Because me, hitting the gym hard, I would do the full cup of quinoa and then just a few cherries on the top. You know
what I mean? Yeah. I don't know what it would be net if it would be under 45 net.
But
you
I don't
still
care
did
for
that.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
think
I love
just,
that. I don't care
there
for
just
me.
Gets us to be a stage
but
where you just know what you can handle.
But that's so true, though, Serene. I do think that you care and that you never go all out. You never have like two cups of rice and then fruit and spike
never,
your blood sugar.
I would never sit down to a pyramid of brown rice like my children.
But you're at that stage where you have a lot of lean body mass and you've done this plan for so long, you know how to work it for you.
Oh, yeah. I think there does get to a stage where I know how many carbs I can handle. It's quite a bit in the training that I do.
Yeah.
Right.
You just got to put butter on brown rice.
Right.
Fixes it. Butter and salt.
It doesn't agree with me.
Really?
Brown rice, yeah.
What do you
I get the bloated tummy. I don't like that.
Oh,
I've
brown rice.
Too hard. I don't want to bloat.
Brown rice bloats you.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Bloating is now my worst.
The collie
fear.
Rice would bloat me.
Yeah,
the
collie rice.
Brown rice.
No.
Wow, that's
like
amazing.
We're all different. That's
we're
fantastic.
So different.
All right. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about more food and stuff with Coach Amy. But first, a word from ourselves.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
Hey, what is OPP?
Optimized plant protein, Denny. And thank you for asking because I really want to talk
about
this stuff. Yes, we're recording.
Oh, I just got a bag of this. I'm down with OPP.
Yeah. So trim healthy eating, we anchor all our meals and snacks around protein.
Why? Because protein-centered meals stabilize the blood sugar, enable a higher calorie burn, and deter excess hunger. Dan,
stops the snackies.
I put it in my oatmeal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about all the ways. So what is optimized plant protein? It is our new protein. Actually, it's kind of repackaged. Yes, it's in a new package, but more than that, it was our original hemp protein. And why did we choose hemp for plant?
Because it tastes the jolliest best.
Well, it's not chalky.
Yeah,
most
because
plant
rice
protein
is chalky,
so chalky.
Pea is bleh, black.
Yeah. And hemp has a lot of health benefits, right?
It's anti-inflammatory.
But here's what we discovered. And when we discovered it, we changed it and became the first. Vegetarian proteins, as great as they are, and they are great, they don't have enough lutein to fuel our muscles.
And lutein is the driver to trigger muscle synthesis. Without it, ain't no muscle being built.
Lutein is an amino acid. And yeah, like Serene said, you can have all the protein in the world. You can have 30 grams of protein, but you're not going to fuel your muscles if you do not have enough lutein.
And the hemp by itself does not have enough. And other plant proteins, they don't have enough either. And it's also lower in bioavailability. Mm-hmm. Bioavailability. But the thing is, we haven't just added lutein. We have hacked this whole thing to make it more bioavailable, to make it easier to digest, and we've added other essential amino acids too so that your body can really go to town building muscle.
So let's get to the crux of it. Our optimized plant protein has 3 times the bioavailability of basic protein. And in just get this, people, in just 1 3-tablespoon serving, it gives you the bioequivalence of 48 grams of protein.
And so you will read the back and it says, 3 tablespoons is 16 grams of protein. Yes, but guess what? When you ingest that thing with the lutein trigger and the other hacks in there, your body receives it and goes to work with it like 48 grams.
So this could be for like workout type stuff.
Yes,
for sure.
Definitely.
Not just like balanced meals.
We are going to optimize our whey and then you'd want to use that. But we're going to optimize all our proteins. Optimized plant is the first. And yes, at this point, you can use it post-workout.
But for me, like you said, Danny, it's my oatmeal proteinizer.
It's my breakfast.
Yeah.
And I love it in smoothies. And
kefir swirls.
Before this, you know, people use whey protein and all that's fine, but it was never yummy in oatmeal. It Mm-mm. goes weird. You can't heat it. You can heat this stuff. It retains all of its protein. It doesn't change. It doesn't glycate or anything like that. I mean, we're so excited about this, Serene. I put this every day. I have a lot of optimized plant protein. I put it in my kefir and then I add baobab and it's like a mousse. I add a little stevia and that I can either make it an S, put nuts and stuff on top, or I can make it an E and put goji berries.
I do the same thing with twinsies.
It's just changed my life.
Pearl, when it leaves the house, like because you put the last little few crumbles into your bowl or smoothie, do you just want to cry and say, I've got no food in the house. I've got no food in the house. Like until I get another pouch back in the house. There's nothing to eat.
My son's going to play football in college, and he uses this in his smoothies.
That's so awesome, well, Danny. Do you stir it into oatmeal as you make it, or do you pour it in after? Because either way is fine.
No, it's a part of cooking. Yes.
I cook with it, too.
Just so you're listening, you can do it both ways, because I know it doesn't glycate, but my brain says, don't eat that beautiful thing.
No, I love cooking with
it. So we take the protein you were paying for seriously at Trim Healthy. We're protein people.
Nerds.
But guess what? We're not old school protein people. We're protein of the future. So stick around and...
That 48 grams is nutty.
We're going to make all your protein you get from us
come true. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
So when people come to you, Amy... what do you think is their biggest need? What are they crying out for?
Accountability. Mm-hmm. But they really need somebody in their corner to love them through their hard days, because that's when they fall. A lot of them know the plan inside and out.
Okay.
I mean, some don't. Some need the education. Some think they know the plan, but they don't.
Yeah, right.
And so I just really think they need somebody just to kind of scoop them up and carry them.
But how can you do that when you have a lot of clients, mm-hmm. right? You have these large groups. How can you be there for that one individual that wants your time and she's having a CRAP day?
Yeah.
And she just like, do you feel like you can spread yourself that thin, or do you have ways and means of helping that person when you can't like get to everyone individually, mm-hmm. or can you?
Yeah, I have one-on-one clients as well.
Yeah.
And so that's definitely, I have different levels for that.
Yeah.
So I have level one, that's kind of the most touch points. I talk to them weekly, 30 minutes.
Okay.
They're 2-month sessions. And then I look at their food. We use an app called 8 App. It's a food journaling mm-hmm. app. It's similar to the Journey app, mm-hmm. but a little different. And so I that's what I've always used. Mm-hmm. It goes back 7 years almost for me. And so it's what I was familiar with. And so that's what I do require clients to have that. So I see that and I track their meals. So I'm looking at their timing. I'm looking at their fuel categories, how many S and E and fuel pull they're having. And it's different for different people. They have PCOS if they're pregnant, if they're, you know, heavy S, we just kind of get out of that rut. And so we do that, and they can text me anytime, 24/7.
Wow.
I reply when I can.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just different with that. And my group coaching, I have buds and blooms. Flowers are really important to me. So I named them buds and blooms.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really cool thing to do, because I separated the newbies from my ladies that are in accountability, you know,
mode. That's great.
Yeah. And so there it's more education, challenges, getting to know the plan, understanding what works for them. And I have a live Q&A every week. And so they can turn in questions if they can't be there live. It's a Zoom. And they can ask questions and I can talk with them. And it's been working for several years.
You sound busy, though.
I have more free time
do
now.
You? Mm-hmm. Because you're so organized?
Yes.
Yeah, she seems very organized.
You sound like you got it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look,
you need to come organize.
The nail polish, I know she has it all together.
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
And she's resolute.
Like, yeah.
Like, she seems like she can handle, like, other people's things.
It's a gifting.
Like, lots of...
It is a gifting. Yeah. It is straight from God, for sure.
It definitely is a gifting. Yeah.
So if someone's in a group and like maybe they're not at the, you know, where they're paying to get you know, needy.
Yeah, in group,
there's accountability, right? Won't they be uplifted by others?
Yes,
I think community is so important.
The community of My Southern and Healthy Ladies, and I got to see it. Y'all, when I walked in that room for the meet and greet, it was one of the most I'm sure y'all have experienced it. Mm-hmm. It is the most overwhelming thing because they love me. Mm, and yeah. God has used me to change their life.
Yeah.
And they're just over and over. Like my phone, I had to put my phone on Do Not Disturb the last 24 hours because they were messaging me and thanking me. And God did this in my life. And you don't understand. I mean, it was just incredible experience.
Oh, wow.
I'm still digesting it, you know. Sure. And they're like, please do this next year. I'm like, I have to do it next year. What are you talking about? Like, we have to do this.
I'm learning that I would make a terrible coach. Yeah. Because I would too. Just thumbs
but you
up.
Don't have to do
I'd
this.
Be the worst coach in the history of the world.
But you don't have to do it the way that I do it.
No, everybody that sent me like, hey, thanks for your work or whatever, I just thumbs up it or not reply. I would just be bad. I'm sure you send like a heartfelt paragraph.
Oh, that's I don't like, do paragraphs, man.
But you know, Amy.
No. I can puffy heart an emoji and give things to them.
But Amy, you know how it went, if you've ever been to the hospital and you get, you know, like taken care of by a nurse, you know that that's a special anointing on that person to be that cheery at 3 a.m, to be that kind and lovely cleaning up bodily weirdness. Yeah. You know, it's like you think.
And sometimes it's like that.
Like, you know, postpartum, you just had a baby and they're just the sweetest people just like taking care of. I'm just like, this is a special person. Like, this is it's not everybody. Well, I think that's here with this coach.
No, I think,
don't think I'd be a good coach.
Some people have started, you know, a coaching program and it wasn't for them. Right. Others, but like you say, so many of our coaches do it differently.
They do.
Like,
absolutely.
Some are really one-on-one.
And they want to do things in person in their community.
Yes.
I saw an opportunity for my family and my husband doesn't have to work anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Your husband just helps you.
We do have rental property. So he manages that.
But you're the main breadwinner.
Correct.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is amazing because I didn't work forever.
Well, I just want to say, I mean, it's filling a need. It's filling an incredible need because, well, like Pearl said just a second ago, community often makes or breaks.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Even if people have a revelation like, okay, I see this as truth. Okay, I see this as something I need to do. Sometimes it's hard to put it in action with that community. Pearl and I, even though we're two, It's been community. We've been each other's community. Yeah. I think that I would be off in the weeds. I would be a psychopath. I would be the purest beyond purest who was so extreme and weird and off on the cuckoo land without Pearl. She has kept me sound, grounded, and tell now what I've done for you.
I was going to without you asking.
But now it's forced.
1, 2, 3. No, I'm just teasing.
No, for sure. I've come so far your way, Serene. I mean, and you're a good balance for me because you don't have a lot of time to read the latest books, right? And I always feel like I need to keep up on what is out there. So every new health book, I'm consuming it when I can. And I'm always like, Serene, what do you think about this? You know, this is really compelling. This is so compelling. What do you think? Should we be involving this in Trim Healthy? And you're always buck stops here, Pearl. Is it grounded in scriptural wisdom? Does it make sense long term? Is it something that's been done historically and culturally? You know, is it backed by science or is it a tangent? Is it just backed by pseudoscience because, you know, someone wants to back it up? So it is so important, I think, that we've had
each other.
One another.
And also, Pearl, just for the fact of just, I don't know, like we share a new breakfast idea, a new recipe, or, you know, just knowing that we've, you know, we may have, you know, just sharing a struggle.
Always struggle.
I just feel like it's community is powerful. And that's what coaching provides. It provides that community.
And because I feel like, you know, we've got our larger groups, our Trim Healthy groups on Facebook and stuff, but they're large. I mean, our largest one is 250,000 women. Right. You can get lost in there. Yeah. And some women like you, they start the plan and they're rock stars. They sail through. Many of them do. We don't really hear from them. So maybe they don't. Did you have anyone in your life or were you doing it on your own? You had a friend, right?
My best friend, yes.
So you kind of did it together.
Yeah.
So you had someone. Mm-hmm. But many women come in, like you said, they just saw the book advertised somewhere or they saw, and they're by themselves.
They are. And they meet each other online in my groups, you know, in Mighty Networks and Buds and Blooms. And I encourage them to get a buddy.
Yeah.
That's actually, my birthday is next month. And so we do monthly challenges and blooms, and that's community and coffee are my favorite things. And so, that is something we're going to kind of talk about that month. That'll be kind of our topics. I try to keep things fresh because some of these ladies have been with me for 2 or 3 years.
They just continue on.
They do.
Because they
need to keep the community.
Yeah. It's kind of why CrossFit has been so successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it is community.
Because
a lot of people,
I mean, I could have walked into the one in Nashville I was here and they wouldn't have they would be like, hey, great. Glad you're here. I didn't, but yeah. I could have.
but you know, a lot of people start exercise programs too. And it's oftentimes it's for the first, you know, from January to March, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. they'll get to April. But, you know, having community is why people, you've stuck with it how many years now?
Yeah.
You know, so do you, in your coaching, do you ever coach exercise ideas,
I talk
tips,
about
tricks?
It. Yeah, I do. I have a module where it talks about, you know, I think with exercise, it's important to do something that you enjoy. I hate running, so I'm not going to run. I do, if it's in the WOD for CrossFit, I'll do it. But it's, I'm not just going to, you know, like I did Murph. And, you know, I heard you said, who did Sam
my
do
my husband and my
please
boys.
Please let him know that I completed Murph in 1 hour.
You are a rock
I would
star.
Like for him to know that.
I will tell him.
That's the best I've ever done.
That's
but, you know,
amazing.
The workouts just need to be something that they enjoy, whether it's a walking video with Leslie Sansone or it's, you know, you guys work-ins. I have a few videos that they can do. And Coach Charlotte with Time and Compass is an amazing coach as well. She's also a personal trainer. Chris has things like that too. And, you know, it's just, you can find something. There's no excuse. And there are so many free videos on YouTube as well.
I agree. And, you know, I think that's what we've always said. Serena and I always said, do something you enjoy. And I think that you're right, and that coming from that perspective of anyone who's struggling right now and feels like, you know, they're in that place where they're not even doing anything. Mm-hmm. Well, anything that you enjoy is such a good start.
Just walk to your mailbox.
This is a sustainable
path. Like just the act of walking. Mm-hmm. But then you come to people that have been doing something, but maybe it's not something that they need in that season. Like maybe it's a jolly waste of time. So that's what we've been coming into. Like, hey,
second level?
It is. Second, like you've got the nerd level of protein, you've got just base camp. Come on in, hey,
you've got a level.
Where's
up.
My protein? But then after,
so base
after
camp is do
down,
what you love.
Yes, base but. Camp on exercise is do what you love. But then it depends upon your season. But like we've discovered, and I've discovered since we've gone through these seasons, and I went through menopause and everything, and I really wasn't strength training. I was doing work-ins, but because I had no energy, my testosterone was tanked.
Yeah,
and my estrogen went to zero.
I was there.
I couldn't. I stopped even the little weights. I went to gentle fit because I was so fatigued.
And she was getting fragile, like a fragile woman, like a little old lady.
So I've had to spend the last 2 years building it back, and that required heavy weights.
So what we say now is like level two up above base camp is maybe you don't enjoy it, but we're all challenging everybody, you know, that's 30 and beyond to start really having the foundational part of your exercise resistance strength training, which is of course it.
Yeah. But then you know, some people get into that extreme too, where it's all we need is strength, cardio is junk. But I think that that's where you get into extremes too, because the act of walking is so good for your mental
walking,
health.
But then let's talk about the fact, you know, like base camp, do what you love. Yes, but sometimes what you love can be counterproductive to goals that you don't realize, like. Steady state running for half an hour can undo goals sometimes.
Well, especially for women that are losing their hormones. I mean, they've found out that that jogging or running or high amounts of HIIT are just really raise cortisol.
And especially if they have adrenal fatigue, they're just wrecking their body.
And it's the last thing women in perimenopause need.
Or steady state running actually breaks down the bone mineral density.
And that's in postmenopause. You know, we don't have bone density. And so jogging, they've found, takes it further down. So then that's that, like you say, next level. Okay, let's get really smart about it now. But you're right, first level just has to be just do something.
And that's where most ladies are.
Right.
To me.
Oh yes,
they just don't you know. And so
you can't really start them from not having enough energy to exercise to actually doing what they hate immediately.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. I mean, I don't love doing box jumps at CrossFit, but I do them. Yeah. I don't love using the 14-pound wall ball. We're doing wall ball shots, but I do it, you know.
What's a wall ball shot?
So you hold it. It's like a weighted ball, and you squat down, throw it, and then you catch it. And you do it over and over. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Well, so, you've got you're involved in the coaching community that we have, and it's kind of like a growing group of women. But what would you say are some of the differences in the coaches that you see? Like, you've obviously got
We might part to it too, Pearl Friend.
What?
We might part to it.
Oh, I think we can do it. We've got 7 more minutes.
Okay, great. Yes.
I was just going to like you've got, you're very organized and you know, you've got everyone kind of on a schedule and challenges and that. What do you see other coaches doing that it's working too, but it's different for you? Because I'm not really in the coaching community.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I see, I mean, they're being very creative.
Yeah.
They're starting where they are. And I think that's what's really important. I think that there is a mama for every coach. There's a coach for every mama. Like that is the way it is. There are, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Yeah. You know, they're going to need someone else. And that's what the beauty of being a coach with THM is that you can do your business the way you want. And if you decide you want to take a break, you can take a break. And they can coach on Facebook. Some of them coach through WhatsApp. Some of them only do it through, like, their community center. Mm. Or they teach a class at their children's school or something like that, or the homeschool mom group. Mm. They're teaching them through that. And then there are others that are doing a lot of social media things, you know.
Do you see women come through your program and then become coaches themselves? Yes. How often does that happen?
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. I will be honest, it does make me a little nervous sometimes.
Does it?
Because I have created a lot of content and it would be very hurtful if it was replicated. No,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think with coaching there's that etiquette of, hey, create your own
content. And I do have a nice little note that I send to them. So happy for you. Yeah. Just remember. And
exactly.
I've never had an issue. No. I mean, these women are amazing, but I think it is due diligence to do that.
For sure.
To protect my business. But they all are incredible women. And I think some of them do lack the self-confidence to just put themselves out there.
Well, that's the hardest thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what coaching is obviously not for everyone, but it's for who would you say, like, people listening now, and I'm sure some of them have thought, should I be a THM coach?
Yes, you
should.
Should
they?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
can I say
they
something
should.
Too? I feel like don't wait for the confidence.
No,
okay?
Just do
because
it.
Paul
I was
and
scared
I,
to death.
If we had to wait for the confidence to do what we do, we would still not be doing it.
That's for sure. Like,
I wouldn't have children.
Yes.
You know?
We wake up every
ready.
We wake up every day, and for each new step we take as business, we do not feel we don't feel capable or properly confident in it. We just know God is opening up these doors, right? And so,
but we do feel passionate about it.
We feel passionate, but we don't necessarily feel like we're equipped. You know, we're the best to do this. No, we actually feel sometimes inadequate. Like, God, you're gonna have to be with us. Hmm. But I feel like, you know, not that this is a great analogy, but you know, Moses, he was like, God, don't pick me. I can't even talk. You know what I mean? But God chose him. And so, like, I feel like if you have passion, don't wait for feeling like, oh, I'm going to be the right person.
Right, right. My mom, she thinks this whole thing is hilarious because I was the shyest child. She just recently retired, and I took her to dinner to celebrate her last day of work. And we were talking about my conference coming up, and she said, you do know this is very weird for a lot of us because, you know, you growing up, you wouldn't talk to anyone. You don't want to be in the spotlight. Not that I really want to be in spotlight, but I am because I'm a leader to these clients of mine. And so it is, God did it. You
love
know,
it.
He did give me all the gifts that I needed to remember people's names.
Wow.
Well, you better
and,
than us.
You know, and what they need, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, I know she has PCOS. I know that she has adrenal fatigue. Right. I know that her husband might not support her as much as he should. You know, different things like that. And I mean, I mess up a little sometimes, you know, but for the most part, the level ones are the ones that have been with me for a long time. I can access that information. I believe God gave me that. And that's incredible. But the ladies that are thinking about coaching, it is work. If you want to make it a business like I have done, it is hard work and it takes time. Mm. And that had to change our family's kind of the way that we had done things. It changed, but it worked. Mm-hmm. And it was a wonderful thing because my husband was having some medical issues and he wasn't able to continue doing what he was doing. So it was a huge blessing. Right.
And can
us.
You do a lot of it from home too? Like,
I work
lot
from home.
It?
I have an awesome office.
So
home.
I mean, I think
it's all virtual.
Knowing your children know that you're there.
They do.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Were you the person though that was helping before you became a coach? You couldn't help but help others anyway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually one of the admins kind of got on to me because I posted, I'm about to go teach a class. I'd appreciate the prayers. Just a little Pollyanna naive girl here. And she messaged me so sweetly and said, we have a coaching program. And I'm like, I know, I'm thinking about it, but I can't afford it and all of that. And so anyway, she encouraged me. So thank you, Lisa, for pushing me a little bit.
So proud of you, Amy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just, and amazing. I can't. And this, I just, I had no clue about that thing that you wanted your money back.
I did. Cold feet. And I was like, ah, I just don't think this is gonna work. Forms and legal and I got a little. How do you charge?
Of that. Is that a hard thing though?
It is.
Because you give
now
coaches,
I'm like,
like,
oh,
us,
I know what to charge.
You know, well, you know how much work goes into it, but you know, we give things away for free too, of course, because it's, you know, you want to,
you
and that's the way. But I think some people don't understand, you know, what goes into it and your time.
Yeah.
And I mean, a laborer's worth is higher.
And your
right?
heart too, because I mean, I can talk to 15 or 20 people in a day and half of them are crying.
Yeah.
It's tough. And you have to have a strong relationship with the Lord to manage that.
Yeah, that's
right. Because you know, in the past, I would walk right out and just be sad as I can be for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But I've learned to let that go.
Right.
And I've learned to leave my phone in my office in the evenings and not go back to it in the morning.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Boundaries
this
are very important.
You're not,
that was a word of the Lord for you.
Boundaries.
That's why you're not melting down. I mean,
you
look very stable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I love this. I mean, thank you so much. I'm
You're
so
welcome.
Glad you got here.
Is that a word of the Lord for me too? Can I leave my
phone?
No,
you actually have to take your phone. You spend too much time leaving
Pops
your phone.
Leave it.
Don't take that word as one from God.
It's in the evenings.
Yeah, she can leave
in the
coffee.
Evenings.
Oh, no, that's so great. So where do people find you?
I have a website, southernandhealthymsformississippi.com.
And where do people find like our general coaching?
On your website.
Yeah, but we've got a coaching directory, right?
Oh, yeah, for coaches,
lists,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Lists all the things. Like, so do you specialize in certain, because a lot of our coaches, well, one may be sort of, you know, specializing in helping pregnant women or whatever, but what are your things that you specialize in? Or are you just
really
a general?
Don't.
You're a general
She's
encouraging
a general
coach.
Practitioner.
I am.
Yeah, you're a GP.
I love that. That's cute.
Yeah.
People, I think people just find me on social media and can relate to my personality and my life, and that's what happens, I guess.
Yeah, that's so great.
And you're a shining picture of health.
Thank you.
And I think people like that. It's inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, but you know, we have coaches. It's incredible because some, like you said, you're not everyone's cup of tea.
No.
Well, this potty's not everyone's cup of tea. Come on. But those who love it and get a lot
like
out
Dan
of it.
Said,
so
the potty that 50% of you love.
Is that true? Hope it's a little more than that. It might be less.
Hopefully it's more. We get complaints.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Maybe they love it because they hate us,
people
too.
People have so
you know?
Many opinions.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, so we have coaches.
Yeah.
And we've always encouraged our coaches, do not wait till you're at goal weight.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
I agree. Well, you can coach alongside each other.
Yeah. And
I
some
mean,
of them, obviously,
yeah.
you know, you have to be 6 months on plan and know the plan and be living the plan.
Yeah.
You do not have to be perfect, but you have to be living
right.
it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some women and there are coaches and they've lost 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're still far from goal weight.
Right.
But
no,
they
that's awesome.
Are rocking
Absolutely.
It. And some of them, you know, some women are actually drawn to their.
Absolutely.
Story too.
No, I love that. I think I just absolutely love that.
Like
I think
you said, there's a coach for every mama
there
and
is.
A mama for every coach.
And there's
coach.
Different
there
challenges
is.
And different metabolic issues that they have had to fight against.
Yes.
Maybe it was just a whole lot more than in a coach that was able to get totally in perfect body composition in a year, right? But maybe theirs is going to be a decade story.
Yeah.
But that's powerful and that's awesome. Yeah. But I just wanted to call that praise where praise is due.
It's so
thank
true.
You're shining, you know,
you are
shining example
of
optimal health. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just praise that as well.
Praise.
As much as you praise that decade long, like the Navy SEAL, they
mm-hmm.
made it all the way through the hardest resistance. You just want to be like epic all start wailing. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's praiseworthy too. But this was praiseworthy, you know.
So
I was gonna
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're at 52, so we should go. And Dan's got a heart out. Thank you so much, Amy.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.